Oh, of course, yeah. Right. Now, see, I know you're quite a good mimic. Apologies if my accent suddenly all changes right. Halfway through this.
Okay.
Because I'm going to pick yours up. I'm actually originally from Barry Island, so...
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's going to come out. I know it is. There you go. It's starting. Right. It's Magic 105.4, Magic at the Movies. I'm Jamie Edwards, joined by Michael Sheen. Hello.
Hello.
Well, an absolute pleasure to have you here, because we've been after you for years now.
Wow, yes, and I'm elusive, like the Scarlet Pimpernel.
You very much are, but you're here because of That Damned United.
Yes.
And it's the film, the life story, well, not the life story, I suppose, but the 44-day story Brian Clough.
That's right, it sort of covers the period of time that Clough was at Leeds United for 44 days, but also flashes back to when he was at Derby and the kind of amazing achievements that he had at Derby.
He was such a fascinating man as well. It must have been great to play that.
Ah, yeah, a great challenge, you know. Not only to play someone who was so familiar to so many people, but someone who's so complicated and so many contradictions in his character, you know. He could be incredibly funny and witty and hugely generous, very kind to people. But he also could rule by fear and have a huge amount of anger. But his passion, his love of the game, is the thing that I think people admired about him.
He was the Jose Mourinho of the day.
Oh, well, I say no. Clough is the special one, except no imitations.
Very much. But, of course, you do manage to imitate him incredibly well. I mean, you must have studied hours of tape.
Yeah, well, fortunately, you know, there's a lot of footage of him because the camera loved him and people loved, you know, getting his opinion on something. He was always going to be outspoken and outrageous. So there is a lot of footage. So I just spent, you know, days upon days upon days watching stuff. But to be honest, it was the most enjoyable part of the whole job, I think, was just sitting there watching Clough doing what he did best.
He's an entertainer.
Yeah. He was larger than life, you know. And I mean, I was saying, growing up in the 70s, there'd be that kind of triumvirate of programs on a Saturday night. You'd have Yarwood, Parkinson, Match of the Day, and Clough would be on all three, and there was nobody else who could do that.
No, very much. He's such an intriguing character as well. I really enjoyed the film, and a lot of it set sort of around the areas where, you know, it was actually meant to be. You know, I know you filmed up in Ellen Road, but it wasn't actually Derby County, was it? It wasn't the baseball ground.
No, because the ground that Derby play at now is very different to how the baseball ground looked then. So we went to Chesterfield and used Chesterfield's football ground. All the glamorous locations.
Isn't it just?
Yeah.
Now, there's one scene in the film where, you're Welsh as I am, where you get to do a little impersonation of Tom Jones.
That's right. Yeah, I sing What's New Pussycat. We were sort of trying to find what would be a good song to start it off with, and Clough was a huge Sinatra fan, and so we were going to go for something Sinatra-ish, but ended up with Tom Jones, something a bit sexy and a bit raunchy.
What's new, pussycat?
Yeah.
And he's got the kids in the back as well.
Yeah, it was great. I spent all morning singing What's New, Pussycat over and over and over again. I was sick of it by the end of it.
If you actually had a secret song, we've got a show with Kim Wilde called Secret Songs, and it's the song that sort of brings back a memory for you. If you had one of those, what would yours be?
Wow. Well, a song that that always makes me think of my daughter as a very little girl is that Elton John song, Tiny Dancer. And I only have to hear that, and I'm in floods of tears.
Have you ever seen Elton live?
I have, yeah. And he sang it, and I got it on I switched my phone on and called my daughter and went, listen to this. She couldn't hear a thing because it was too loud in there.
How old's your daughter?
She's 10 now.
Oh, that must be so cool. She's like, oh, Dad's Elton.
Yeah.
Now, there's somebody you want to take off.
Yeah, that would be a great story, wouldn't it? The Elton John story.
I wouldn't mind seeing that, actually.
Yeah. I'd love to wear that. The pinball wizard outfit, remember the huge glasses, the massive platform shoes. I'd love to do that.
Can you play the piano?
Well, I've played Mozart in the production of Amadeus, and I had to pretend to play the piano. So I can pretend to play the piano very well.
Are you actually ever going to play anybody that never really existed?
No, I only play real people, that's it.
Is that actually something that you will... You actually look for someone real and you're like, all right, I'm going to go and do that.
No, not at all. It's just, you know, the scripts that come along, and I've been very lucky that Peter Morgan, who wrote The Deal, The Queen, Frost Nixon and The Damned United, keeps writing these fantastic scripts and wants me to do them. So that's the main reason why I've played these real people. And now, of course, I really enjoy it, and I've found that I can, you know, I've got some sort of talent for it. But on the whole, it's just whatever script comes along that I like.
So would you say you're the top mimic in the country?
No, but I'd say I'm in the top one.
Fantastic. I'll just feed them to you. You knock them out the baseball ground. Cheers. Thank you ever so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Just before we quickly run, we've got a campaign running with the WWF, not the wrestling, wildlife.
Yeah.
Is there any chance I get you to say that line?
Yes,
for
of course.
Us,
of course.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Michael Sheen. Please join myself, Magic 105.4, in supporting the WWF's Earth Hour by switching off your lights on the 28th of March at 8:30 p.m. Thank you.
Fantastic. That's perfect.